do you remember people start using the word electronics? I know, you know, Electronics Magazine really began that word in 1930. The year.
Well, yeah, it started prior to my joining the journalistic company. You see, GE Laboratory at that time involved Irving Langer.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yes.
Albert Hull.
Mm-hmm.
Saul Dushman. Langmuir, of course, made basic contributions to electronics. He was the guy that invented the high vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And he, his inventions became the base of all of the electron power tubes used in radio communications. That was a major patent lawsuit, by the way.
Right.
You probably know that. And then Albert Hull came along, and when I came to the laboratory, I actually worked under Albert Hull, and you couldn't have it better than that. He was a tremendous person. And he's the guy who invented the first industrial electron tubes, the thyrotron.
Oh, yes.
That's the first one, you see. He invented the thyrotron and a lot of other tubes, but that was the major one. And that really initiated industrial electronics.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, you can contemplate controlling a motor. With an electron tube. Prior to that time, electron tubes were low power communications and related, you see, but not power. So the power electronics thing started with Hull. And there's an interesting angle there. Hull took an undergraduate degree in Greek. And the net result of that was that he was the source of a great many of the names of electron tubes. Thyrotron. Thyro is door.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
And
valve, we would say today, but door and valve are very close. Yeah.
Thyrotron and a great many of the early electron tubes, Hull named. And when a new tube was coming up, whoever was in the laboratory, they went to talk to Dr. Hull. What do you think we ought to call this? Well, he always had a Greek root that was applicable, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the early electron tube names came from.